Halloween is a booming retail business in America. Every October, all sorts of seasonal stores rise up out of the proverbial pumpkin patch with an assortment of masks, costumes, and gothic horror decor. Sometimes just seeing the price tag at the cash register is enough to give you the spooks. Is there a less expensive alternative? Actually, yes. A homemade Halloween is hardly a new concept. An upcoming event in Lansing aims to help do-it-yourselfers learn the science of scare. Now in its third year, How to Halloween will be held this weekend at the Lansing Center. I spoke with Steve Sneed, the co-founder of How to Halloween, and his son Zach. They've turned Halloween into an annual engineering project. Steve says How to Halloween is a serious educational lesson all dressed up like a fun family outing.
The sinister goal of it, though, is that we are really trying to use Halloween as a way to educate kids and get them inspired in STEM. You know, STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We also throw A in there for art as well. Get into the hands-on spirit of America, you know, the maker movement, and just really get into building cool stuff in their garages or their basements with their parents, just doing really neat stuff. So what we're trying to do with this event is kind of tap into that a bit. We have classes where people can learn how to make fake blood or gore using latex or makeup or even into making other devices.
Not surprisingly, your passion for Halloween started as a kid, but I understand it really took off for you as an adult when you started decorating your home for Halloween. Tell us about that.
That's correct. My family lived in Langsburg for 11 years, great community. We just happened to be on a busy road where it wasn't practical for kids to stop by and trick or treat. So when my son was 5 years old, we moved out into the Hazlitt community. And I said, why don't we go into the basement and create something cool for the kids at trick or treat? So we went down into the basement and built a Frankenstein monster that kids could try and shock to life. His skeleton would glow, his head would shake as if he was being shocked and what have you. And that really kind of set the hook for us. It became an opportunity for us each year to build something cool and get into new technologies and just bond over creating something fun. So that's really what the impetus for the event was.
And Steve, your son Zach is here with us here today. How many of these projects have you gotten involved with your dad creating?
Probably be about 11.
Okay.
I'm 16
now.
That
is a lot of projects.
Yeah.
What's the most memorable one? What's the one you're proudest of?
That's tough. I think we did Mutex Laboratories, which was set up this mutant laboratory in our garage where we had family friends come in and act as these failed science experiments, and people would have to come and defend against them.
Yeah.
And so that was fun to be a part of.
Good fun.
Using guns. Yeah. Our family and friends weren't too happy with us after doing that for a couple hours. But
yeah.
But hey, we had fun.
We're talking about How to Halloween, an annual event taking place this weekend at the Lansing Center. This is the third year for the event. My guests are Steve Sneed, the co-founder of How to Halloween, and his son, Zach. This is something you can't just think about when October rolls around. What does it take to plan this event every year?
We are planning next year's event already.
Yeah. Not surprised to hear that.
We are actually in partnership with the LEPFA folks, the people that run the Lansing Center, and they're using this as an outreach thing, really. So they're really trying to grow businesses like ours and reach out into the community and inspire them. So we are working with them right now, planning things out for next year. We've got our dates in place and everything. So
we wanted to illustrate the tinkerer motif of How to Halloween. We've got a clip that we'd like to play right now. This is from your interview last year with our producer, Scott Pohl. The two of you are standing in your garage, just as you remember, and you're demonstrating a game that you and your partner, Jerry, invented called Green Invaders from the Red Planet. This is an interactive game you developed to give the trick-or-treaters a little fun thing to do when they're out collecting candy. Let's listen.
Each gun has its own unique identifier, so I know who's shooting what alien. The way that works is we have an air compressor. It uses air to move targets up and down. It routes into the circuit board that I built with some engineering friends of mine. And what it allows me to do is use my computer to direct air out certain channels. So if I, in my computer, I say, send air to piston number one, piston number one will extend and it will pop the target up and the kids will shoot at it.
Cool.
Sounds pretty memorable.
That was fun.
Zach, what are you concocting for this Halloween?
Well, that's always a secret.
Okay. Okay. I understand.
That is part of the mystique. There's people bugging us already, and we kind of unveil it the day of the event.
Got it. What are some of the new exhibits, though, this year at the Lansing Center?
We try to emphasize a lot of different things. We brag about how we have 50 different family-friendly activities for kids and families to do. This year, we have a bunch of Ghostbusters there who like to get up in costumes and build proton packs, and they've made the Ecto-1 Ghostbuster Mobile, if that's what it's called. We have a bunch of Star Wars reenactors showing off their costumes. This year, we're also starting to emphasize a lot of the hands-on and STEM type stuff, too. We have something called the STEMetary, where we have the MSU College of Engineering showing up with a bunch of robots that the kids can play with. We have a bunch of 3D printers, a bunch of other hands-on things. Zach, why don't you tell them a bit about the toy hack?
Yeah. If you've ever seen Toy Story, then you you know Sid, who pulls apart toys and puts them together in these grotesque type of mannequins. And so we have a group here who is going to do that this year. And we can just pull apart a bunch of weird toys and put them together in these godless creations. And and it's pretty great.
Yeah, Sid was my favorite character in Toy Story.
And yeah.
This is always a popular thing at our event, too.
Got it. I'd like to switch gears just a little bit here, though, while we're talking about games. Since the last time we had you on Current State, you and Zach have actually made history. It happened earlier this year in Sandusky, Ohio. Tell us what happened.
What we did is every year we speak at a conference called CodeMash, and it is a family-friendly tech conference that has a lot of people in it. What we did was we had a bunch of the attendees come in, and we had them play help us set the record for the most people playing one single game of Pong. So if you remember Pong, that's a game from 1972, I think, Zach, is that right?
Yeah.
Where it's just a version of table tennis. So a paddle will go up, a ball will go by. Well, what we did was we got it so that we actually had 379 people playing one game. And what we did is we handed out laser pointers, and we'd have them all point their laser pointer on the screen where they wanted the paddle to go. So if you can imagine that, so the paddle goes up on the side in order to catch the ball.
Right.
Well, they're basically using their laser pointers to vote where they all want their paddle to go. It's hard. Mm. It is hard to describe over the radio, but it really turned into this really cool mass thing where actually one of the people that are helping us out said this. He's actually been to the World Cup, like a World Cup soccer game. And it felt very much like that because half the crowd was on one team and they were yelling, "Go, go, go, Team Red!" And the other team was yelling.
People got into it.
Oh, it was insane. It was very cool. So.
But I understand Guinness did not count all of your participants. What happened?
What happened there? This is just kind of a little behind the scenes. What happens with Guinness is you can pay $8,000 to have them come out and certify you, and give you a certificate right there. We didn't have that kind of money. So what you do instead is you have a bunch of documentation and volunteers, and you have to point a camera at the door in order to count all the people that are coming in. Well, our camera died after 251 people. Mm-hmm. So we had 379 people actually do it, but we only got credit for 251.
Zach, do you expect you'll pursue something in the STEM field once you're out of school and in the working world?
I think either as a career or a hobby, I think it'll definitely stick with me. Mm.
And will you offer a group Pong again this weekend?
We are going to have that there, yeah. We're not going to be able to set any world record, I think. But we are going to have it there, and we could have two people playing, or we could have 500 people playing. That's kind of a cool thing.
It's Steve Sneed's favorite time of year. Steve's the co-founder of How to Halloween, The third annual event takes place this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 11 till 5 at the Lansing Center in downtown Lansing. We've been joined by Steve's son, Zach, who's also a participant. It's all an homage to the do-it-yourself phenomenon that's growing across the country. Steve, Zach, thank you for being here. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on down.